Hello, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary. I am your host, Spencer. That's my name, Spencer. You gotta say it like that, Spencer. You gotta do the hand movement too. Wah. Okay, let's get into the words. Oh, this is episode F210-210. The first word in this episode. Now, I don't know if it's my glasses or my eyes, which are getting older and crappier, but boy, it's getting harder to focus, I think. Ay, ay, ay. Okay, getting older's fun. The first word in this episode is freed man. Interesting. It's one word, F-R-E-E-D-M-A-N, and yes, we shall see freed woman in a little bit. So, freed man is a noun from 1591. It is a person freed from slavery. Now, this is not the freeborn, born into a free situation. This is someone who was in slavery and then got freed in whatever situation that is in history and time around the world. And then they are now called a freedman. It's interesting. This became, I believe, a last name. Maybe there was a lot of people in slavery who either didn't have a last name or who were forced, I think, to take on the last name of their quote-unquote owner, master, that's a bad word, or people who didn't know any other last name when they became free, and then they took on the name of the only last name that they knew, which is why I think you see a lot of, honestly, a lot of black families with the last names like Washington. I think that is directly where it came from slavery. And, you know, there's a whole lot of other ones as well. But freedman, I think, became freemen in certain situations, and maybe other, you know, forms of that. What's your name? John, do you have a last name? I'm a freedman, so it became freedman, and, you know, lots of options. Okay, so we have to make a sound effect, which shall be... Now we have freedom. Okay, noun from before the 12th century. I am frustrated by this word because, well, first of all, there are so many people around the world who do not have freedom. And also, in my own country of the USA, it doesn't always feel like everybody is free either. Even though technically they have freedom, I don't know if everybody does, or if it feels like that all the time. And I am recording this right after those bunker buster bombs were dropped on Iran, and I am not smart enough to understand a lot of political and foreign relations situations, but I know that this is not great, and, you know, where does freedom go? How will that change and evolve over the coming years, especially in my country? It feels weird to say my country because, I don't know, doesn't really feel like that. But let's read the words and not get into the sad stuff. Number one, for freedom, the quality or state of being free. Oh, I wish everybody was in a quality or state of being free. Here we go, some sub-definitions. 1A, the absence of necessity, coercion, or constraint in choice of action. Ooh. So there is no necessity, coercion, or constraint. You're not being constrained in any way. But the opposite is you have... It's what's your choice? Do you have a freedom of choice? Are you free to take your own action? Or are you not free? Do you not have freedom and you are being coerced? You are being constrained. There is some necessity situation where you need to do something, and you don't have freedom in that example. It's freedom of choice, I guess. Is that what we're talking about? This is reminding me that I would really love to get a guest on the episode for Free Will, which is coming up soon. So now we got 1B. Liberation from slavery or restraint or from the power of another. And the synonym is independence. This is pretty great. This is what the Americans did during the Revolutionary War in the late 1700s. People had been here for a while. They were like, we don't really want to be ruled by a king or a queen or some other royalty person. That doesn't feel great to us. We have different ideas. We would like to put a whole bunch of crap in our food and be all capitalist and stuff. So we're going to try to be independent and have freedom from you. 1C, the quality or state of being exempt or released, usually from something onerous, as in freedom from care. What kind of care are we talking about in this situation? I think care is good in general. I don't think we should be free from care. If you need care, you shouldn't be free from it. The quality or state of being exempt or released, usually from something onerous. Care in this situation, I guess, is onerous. It's not great. But yes, onerous, something bad. That's pretty much what you need to know. Number 1D, the synonyms are ease and facility, as in spoke the language with freedom. They know that language so well. I don't know any other languages so well. I barely speak English with freedom. With ease, with facility. Oh, it's so easy when I'm speaking this language. I've been still doing a little bit of the Italian Duolingo, even though I have come back from my work trip. You know, I'll keep it up for as long as I can. It's pretty fun. It's good to learn another language and get those brain neurons firing. 1E, the quality of being frank, open, or outspoken, as in answered with freedom. The quality or state of being frank, open, or outspoken. We know that these words, they mean just you're just speaking off the top of your head. You're just not censoring yourself. You don't have that filter. You're just talking. You're saying whatever you want. So you are free to say whatever you like. When the person asks you the question, you will then answer with freedom, with frankness, openness, being outspoken. Say what's on your mind. If you feel strongly about something, answer, speak with freedom. 1F, improper familiarity. Why is that familiarity improper? You're being improperly familiar with me. That's a little too much freedom. Maybe you're in my bubble. You're in my space. I don't love that. Let's not have so much freedom here with you in my bubble. Maybe you're saying some things to somebody that's maybe a little improper. You need less freedom, okay? People are people, and they have agency over their lives, and you know they want and need things just like you. So you know, be respectful. There's a fuzz on my shirt. I gotta get rid of that fuzz. Come on, man. All right, now we have 1G. Boldness of conception or execution. Boldness of a conception or execution. Oh, we're being so bold when we came up with that idea and then we executed it with all of the boldness we had. We had freedom. 1H. Unrestricted use, as in, gave him the freedom of their home. Unrestricted use. Just sleep in any bed that you want, eat all of our food, drink all of our drinks, have a party. This is your own home. Come, hang out. Use our workout equipment, swim in our pool, rake our leaves, please. 2A, a political right, R-I-G-H-T. Okay, yes, and 1B, or 2B, sorry, the synonyms are franchise and privilege. Are you allowed to do something? Then you have freedom. Okay, we got some synonym information for this, which should be interesting. Freedom, liberty, and license mean the power or condition of acting without compulsion. without compulsion. That's okay. I'm curious to know where we're going with this. Freedom has a broad range of application, from total absence of restraint to merely a sense of not being unduly hampered or frustrated, as in freedom of the press. And I believe that not every country has freedom of the press. Supposedly we do, but I do remember hearing that some journalists got attacked by police and other people during a recent protest. And journalists are the ones who are just there, supposed to be objective and just sharing what the facts are and what's happening. And they are supposed to be, they're supposed to have freedom to do the press. Pressing records. Okay, so that was a big thing about freedom. Now we got the word liberty. Liberty suggests release from former restraint or compulsion, as in the released prisoner had difficulty adjusting to his new liberty. So you can have freedom, you can be free, but if you have liberty, that means you were at one point, restrained in some way, and now you are not. So you now have liberty, which is why we got a whole thing here in America in the Northeast about Lady Liberty, the Statue of Liberty, come over here where you can be free, because we once were not free and we got liberty. We made sure, we fought hard for that liberty. My mind went to thinking about the Revolutionary War and all those British people had to cross the Atlantic Ocean like this with their fingers and their feet. They had to cross the Atlantic Ocean all the way over here to fight. And if I were the British, I'd be like, that's too much work. Fine, you guys can have liberty. Go be independent. Have your freedom. Why? That's a big ocean. That's going to take a long time. We're going to lose people probably from sickness and boredom. And yeah, it's fine. Just go be free. Would have been so much simpler if that had happened. Now we have the word license. It implies freedom specially granted or conceded and may connote an abuse of freedom. Ooh, as in, freedom without responsibility may degenerate into license. Freedom without responsibility. You do have to be responsible for your actions. That is true. With great power comes great responsibility. And it may degenerate into license. And what is license? It implies freedom specially granted or conceded and may connote an abuse of freedom. I mean, I think of like a driver's license. That is a specially granted thing. So you have the freedom to drive a car or whatever thing it is that you're trying to drive. But the abuse of freedom, that's the interesting part. I don't know if I've really heard of license. You got the license to kill, a license to ill, a license to thrill. I want that license, the license to thrill. All right, well, that was pretty much everything for the word freedom, except the rest of the words that start with freedom. Like this next one. Ah! Did you forget what my sound effect was? Freedom fighter, two words, noun from 1942. A person who takes part in a resistance movement against an oppressive political or social establishment. And this is all the way from World War II, but I think we need to bring it back if we haven't already. How many years is that? 60, 70, 83 years later. I think we need more freedom fighters. And I am very busy, but I will do my part. I will do what I can. Maybe we should put a link in the show notes for Freedom Fighter, because I've heard of this before, and I think it's a good thing. And if a political or social establishment is being oppressive, which I feel like ours is, yeah, it's right there, kind of, then we need some freedom fighters. Fight for freedom. That's what we're doing. People going to these protests, we are fighting for freedom. Supposedly we have it, but I don't think so. With the changes that are being made, it's not feeling good. Come on, let's go be freedom fighters. Ah! Next is freedom of the seas. from 1917. It is the right of a merchant ship to travel any waters except territorial waters, either in peace or war. You can go travel anywhere on the waters. You got freedom of the seas. You can go sail the seven seas to your heart's content, except you can't go into territorial waters. I'm not entirely sure what that means. Is that like the water that is specifically owned by a country? I guess, maybe, sure. Territorial, either in peace or war, anytime, peace or wartime, you got freedom of the seas. Oh, I want freedom of the seas. I just want to go and be free on the sea. Next is freedom ride. Two words. Noun. Often the F and the R are often capitalized. This is from 1961. A ride made by civil rights workers through states of the southern U.S. to ascertain whether public facilities, like bus terminals, are desegregated. A freedom rider is a noun. So let's just read that again for our own sake. A ride. This was a very specific thing that happened. I mean, I've heard of this. I don't know a lot. A ride made by civil rights workers. So these are people who are working. Maybe they are freedom fighters fighting for civil rights in the 60s, 50s, and 60s. And they went through states of the southern U.S., way down there where slavery and all these things were much worse than the North. And they did that to figure out whether public facilities were desegregated or not. So was this like after the law came out that said that they needed to be desegregated, like bathrooms, water fountains, restaurants, bus terminals? Was this after that law passed? They were like, well, we don't really trust that you are actually desegregating these things. So we're going to go be freedom riders. We're going to ride for freedom and make sure that all these things have been desegregated. Boy, that time, it's just baffling and boggles the mind that we were so, I hate it, so closed-minded, so negative, so full of hatred. And I don't think I want to go backwards. That's not the America that was great. Okay, moving on to freed woman. Noun from 1862. Now, interesting that freed man was from 1591. Freed woman was 1862. What does that tell you? That was almost 300 years difference just to have the word. What is a freed woman? It is a woman freed from slavery. So what's the deal? What's the deal with the difference in timeline between freed man and freed woman? Okay, let's think about that in our just wonderful society. Next is free electron laser. And there is a hyphen between free and electron. This is a noun from 1978. It is a laser that can be tuned. It can be tuned over a wide range of frequencies and that produces electromagnetic radiation by the motion of electrons moving in relativistic velocities in a magnetic field. Woo-wee! That hurt my brain. Did it hurt your brain too? The free electron laser does all those things. I don't do the laser work or the electron work, so I can't comment. Free enterprise. Two words, noun from 1890. This is freedom of private business to organize and operate for profit in a competitive system without interference by government beyond regulation necessary to protect public interest and keep the national economy in balance. All right, well, let's break this down a little bit. You got your business. You are a private business. You can do your business, okay? And you can organize and operate to make money, for profit, to make money all you want. And you're in a system that is competitive. So you're, you know, there, you've got competitors, you've got similar businesses who are also trying to take the customers. So you can do all those things. And the government, in this free enterprise situation, the government will not interfere, except there will be regulations upon the business that you are running. Maybe you are selling diapers, and maybe the government has regulations on those diapers, like they can't contain any bad chemicals in them or something, or asbestos, you know, because that is necessary to protect public interest. The government is there to protect the public, to make sure they don't get sick or burned or whatever from your asbestos-filled diapers. Okay, so that is one place where the government will interfere. And also, to keep the national economy in balance. And I don't really understand how the government is interfering in your business to keep the national economy in balance, maybe with taxes and interest numbers and things like that. I guess I'm not sure. That's too far over my head. So it's a free enterprise situation from 1890, but let's now talk about free enterpriser. Noun from 1943. This is a supporter or advocate of free enterprise. And because I am not a smart man, I don't feel like I have a great opinion about this situation. I think I need to know more, learn more. It seems good. You know, you can just do what you got to do. You're free to do your work. And I think that the government interference makes sense. But yeah, I feel like if you have some thoughts or opinions about a free enterprise situation, one way or the other, pro for it or against it, you know, feel free to call me up, leave a voicemail, email me, let me know what you think. And why do you think that? What are your reasons for thinking that? You know, it'll help me learn. But, you know, based on this information, it seems like a good thing to have. But again, I don't really know the ins and outs of all the political stuff. Next is free fall. Two words, noun from 1919. That's the scream I make when I do a free fall, when I'm falling from a plane. Number one, the condition or unrestrained motion in a gravitational field. Also, such motion. The motion is the free fall. The condition of unrestrained motion in a gravitational field. Like, technically, I believe all of the planets are free falling towards the sun, but we're in this gravitational thing where, for now, we're spinning around the sun, but we are maybe ever so slightly getting a little bit closer. I thought that's what the situation was with the moon and Earth, that the moon was free falling towards Earth, but I think I've also heard that the moon is maybe getting farther away or something. I'm not sure. So anything else about that? It's kind of a confusing definition. The condition of unrestrained motion in a gravitational field. Well, actually, it's not that complicated, because when you're in a gravitational situation, like we are here on Earth, you are in that field of gravity, and gravity will pull you, so you will free fall. Unrestrained, there's nothing holding you back. You don't have a parachute on, you don't have wings, you got nothing to hold you up in the sky, and you're just falling because of gravity, because the Earth is so big. But when you are out in space, in the International Space Station, you are floating around, you are not free falling, because you're so far away outside of the atmosphere that the Earth can't get you. I'm trying to get you, but I can't get you. But I do think, yeah, also just the things that are spinning are technically free falling towards Earth, but they just have the correct angle and velocity and everything that they're like, nah, you're not going to get me for a while. Okay, now we have 2A for free fall. This is the part of a parachute jump before the parachute opens. And I have done this. I did jump out of a plane once many, many years ago. And It was a little bit of a distracting free fall. I had the instructor was strapped to my back, and you're supposed to bend your legs, you know, right? So if my fingers here are my knee, you got to bend it up so your feet are facing up towards the sky. And I kept on having trouble doing that. So that he was like, get your legs bent, because you're supposed to fall in a very specific way. Your arms are out here bent, and then your legs got to be bent. But I think I was so distracted by the fact that during the free fall, the wind was flapping my face all over the place. It was very, very distracting. And so I had trouble getting my legs bent during the free fall. But then after the free fall, when we opened the parachute, it was so beautiful. It was so quiet. It was so nice. I wish I didn't have a middle-aged man instructor on my back. Would have been nice to just be alone. Yeah. I highly encourage people to do... Ooh, I also did a free fall when I bungee jumped. That was very cool. That was fun. Upside down the whole time. 2B. A rapid and continuing drop or decline, as in a free fall in stock prices. Those stock people do not like it when the stocks are free-falling. There was a rapid and continuous drop. Oh my God, our prices are falling. They're free-falling down towards the earth, and we can't do anything to stop them, and they're gone. Free-fall, with a hyphen, is also an intransitive verb. So, now we have to do, you know, we have got to make our free-fall sound effect. I'm falling down here. Now we have free fire zone. There's a hyphen between free and fire. Noun from 1967. This is a combat area in which any moving thing is a legitimate target. Wow. Whoa, okay. If the free fire zone, the people with the guns can shoot at anything that moves. How do you know if it's a free fire zone? Don't come in my free fire zone. I shall shoot you, because it's legally a free fire zone. If you move, I'm shooting you. It's like that game, Red Light, Green Light, where somebody, if they see you move, you're out of there. Okay. I think that's what it was in Squid Games. Didn't the people who moved, did they get shot? Shot dead? Oh, okay, that was fun. Now, okay, that's the free fire zone. I'm never going to go into a free fire zone. Oh! Free floating, two words with a hyphen, adjective from 1921. 1A, floating freely. Look at me, I'm just floating freely in the sky. I'm a cloud that's free floating. The example sentence is free-floating vegetation. Maybe it's some seaweed in the water. There was just a couple of great episodes all about seaweed on the Ologies podcast, and you should check them out. 1B for free-floating. Did I say there's a hyphen in free-floating? I don't remember. 1B, lacking specific attachment, direction, or purpose, as in free-floating ideas. This is how my brain feels often, free-floating. There's no attachment, there's no direction, there's no purpose. What even is the purpose? I got no purpose where my thoughts go, my ideas. What's the direction? No direction. Sometimes they go there, sometimes they go there. I don't know what way they're going to go. My brain is free-floating in this brain case of jelly. What else do we got? We got number 2, felt as an emotion without apparent cause, as in free-floating anxiety. Oh, where did my anxiety come from? I feel this as an emotion, but there's no apparent cause. It just happened out of nowhere. It came and it hit me. The anxiety is free-floating because it hit me. It was just floating around, and all of a sudden it just went into my ears, and all the anxiety... I got ear anxiety now. Whoa! Free flowing, two words with a hyphen, adjective from 1875. characterized by easy freedom in movement, progression, or style. As in, a free-flowing essay. The style just goes so well from paragraph to paragraph in your essay. Such a wonderful job you did writing that essay. It progresses so nicely. Right now, I would say my body is not free-flowing. I am having a back thing, and I need to be very careful. And so, you know, I move around a little bit, try and loosen it up, but, like, I can't flow as freely in whole body-wise as maybe I would like to or should, because I'm still waiting for this thing to heal. Then maybe later. Then maybe I can free-flow around. I can do some free-flowing dancing. Woo-woo! All right, moving on to the last word. Free-for-all. Three words with hyphens. Noun from 1881. This is a competition, dispute, or fight open to all comers, and usually with no rules. Let's watch the free-for-all. Everybody is going to be doing something crazy and there's no rules. What's going to happen? The synonym is brawl. Super Smash Brothers free-for-all mode. But there's more. Also, a chaotic situation resembling a free-for-all, especially in lacking rules or structure, as in, the press conference deteriorated into a free-for-all. There were no rules. Everybody was just doing what they were doing. All the people in the press conference, they were asking their questions. The person on stage was yelling at people and, "What is going on? This is a free-for-all." Yeah, it seems like a place I don't want to be. Free-for-all is also an adjective. Have I ever witnessed a free-for-all? I don't go to the stores on Black Friday when everybody is buying all their stuff. And now the hours have started on Thanksgiving Day in the afternoon. What's going on? It's just ways to make more money. But those situations, those seem like a free-for-all, and I don't ever want to be in there because I will probably get trampled. I don't care enough. I'll just buy some stuff online, I guess. Ugh, yeah, those are free-for-alls. Okay, now, we must pick a word of the episode. That is what the time is today. Oh, it's what the clock says. It's time for a word of the episode. We had freedman, freedom, freedom fighter, freedom of the seas, freedom ride, freed woman, free electron laser, free enterprise, free enterpriser, free fall, free fire zone, free floating, free flowing, and free for all. Well, I guess I'm just going to pick freedom as the word of the episode because isn't there a song in Team America World Police about freedom isn't free. It costs folks like you and me. It's like $1.25 is what freedom costs, according to that song. But no, I don't know. I'm just going to go, freedom, freedom. We all need freedom. We all should be free. Friggin' fantastic. All right, now I shall quickly tell you about a movie that I watched. Got to bring up my list. I watched a bunch of movies on the plane trips for work, on my work trip. Let's see. Aha. The next movie I saw on the plane was Love Me. I had seen the trailer for this, and it looked very interesting. And it's a look into what it is to be human and be in love and have a relationship. And it's about a, you know, it's the future, so the tech is farther along than what we got now. So there's like a sentient buoy sitting in the water, and there is there's a satellite that goes around the Earth, and it's also kind of sentient because technology, AI, is kind of sentient in this situation. And they start building a relationship. They create a sort of character and avatar for each other, for themselves, and they're able to, through the internet waves or whatever, they're able to have a visual, tactile situation. It's very fascinating. And it's, yeah, it's just a really interesting look at human nature, kind of. Love me. All right, that's it for this episode. Thank you so much for checking it out. And until next time, this is Spencer dispensing information. Goodbye.